Welcome back to I'm New Here. I'm your host, Dawn Richardson, and today we're exploring what happens when your body finally begins to unwind from years of tension, emotional hypervigilance, and years of carrying more than a heart is meant to hold. Today, we're talking about unlearning survival mode. This episode isn't about reliving the past, no. It's about recognizing the moment your spirit stops preparing for impact and starts learning how to rest again. Unlearning survival mode is physical, emotional, spiritual, and deeply personal. Before you even realize you're unlearning survival mode, a shift happens. It's subtle, soft, and almost unnoticeable at first. It shows up in small moments you barely register. For example, you stop rehearsing conversations in your head before they happen. You stop bracing yourself for someone's reaction to simple requests. You walk through your home without scanning for emotional landmines. When you wake up, the first thing you feel is neutrality, not tension. And you make decisions without calculating someone else's mood. And when you finally sit down, your body doesn't immediately prepare for interruption or conflict. These are the tiny places where healing begins. Not with fireworks, but with your nervous system letting you know you're safe here now. Survival mode is not always loud. No, it's not always dramatic. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it looks like competence. Sometimes it looks like strength. But it's actually exhausting. And I know some of you can relate to this. Many of you probably can. It looks like you're anticipating someone else's emotional climate. You're shrinking your needs to avoid conflict and keeping the peace at the expense of your own spirit. A lot of times it's being on all the time, you know, even at home. You're tensing your body without realizing it, and you're performing stability for everyone around you. You feel responsible for other people's moods. And when you live that way long enough, it feels normal. Your body learns tension is home. Your mind learns overthinking is safety. And your spirit learns silence as survival. So how do we go through unlearning? Unlearning survival mode isn't an event. It's a slow release. And here's what it looks like in real time. Your body starts first. You notice your shoulders sitting lower. Your breath deepens. Your stomach and your jaw unclench. Second, your behavior shift. You stop apologizing for things you don't need to apologize for. You stop tiptoeing. You stop managing other people's emotions. Then your mind follows. You stop anticipating chaos. You stop trying to predict outcomes and you stop overanalyzing every silence. And finally, your spirit relaxes. You stop waiting for something to go wrong. You stop feeling indebted to emotional labor and you begin to trust stillness. So here are some real tangible signs that you are coming out of survival mode. And many of them show up real quiet. You hardly notice it, but you feel it. Now you're starting to feel safe in silence. Again, you're not overanalyzing why. What happened? Did you do something to make somebody mad? You're cool. You feel safe in the silence. Your thoughts stop racing. You no longer wake up tense. You can sit with yourself without feeling uneasy. Your body feels lighter and softer, and you even stop being driven by fear or foresight. And you can identify your own needs now. You put your needs first. You stop anticipating everyone else's needs and putting yours last. You don't react, you respond. And you no longer monitor other people for danger signal. It's not confidence at first. It's calm. The peace that comes from before the strength returns. And there's a freedom. When we unlearn survival mode, we also know what the freedom of not being a strong one is. We start to understand. Strong became the identity you carried because you had no choice. Strong became a mask that hid your exhaustion and became the version of you that survived, not the version of you that lived. But now, right now, you get to soften. The soft life, right? That's what we talk about. That's the goal for some of us, is to have a soft life. Well, this is where it starts. This is your unlearning your survival mode kicks you into your soft life mode, right? You get to breathe. You get to rest. You get to exist without bracing. Finally, unclench your body. It's a freedom. You don't have to predict anyone's moods. You don't have to hold everything together. You don't have to be the emotional shield for people who never protected you. You get to be whole without being hard. If you're listening to this and you realize you've been living in survival mode for years, maybe decades, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear me clearly. You are allowed to rest. You're allowed to be soft. You're allowed to feel safe. And you're allowed to exist without bracing. We as women need to come out of being so hard. And the hardness is the shell that you've built around your house, like a callus around the wound, to keep that tender flesh from becoming infected or irritated. This is what survival mode is. This is what that hard shell is. This is what you have survived. Not who you are, what you survived. It's time to soften that callus up. It's time to get out of survival mode. And unlearning survival mode, it isn't about forgetting who you had to be. It's about becoming who you were always meant to be once the danger passed. And thank you for joining me here today. This is I'm New Here. And next week, we're going to be diving into episode 2. We're going to be talking about becoming unavailable and setting new boundaries. Okay. And again, you do not have to do this alone. You are not alone because you're here. So again, thank you for sharing this space with me. And I'll see you next week.